Today is Thursday, July 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. There have been a lot of people that have been talking about how they enjoyed the Pride 48 weekend. I'm really glad about that. Let's look at Twitter and just see what people are saying, because honestly, folks, I'm out of content. There's no voicemails. I'm just going to be rambling. That's okay. You guys are used to me rambling, but so I don't know how far back I should go, because I don't remember the last time. So the first one, this is not anything to do with the show, but Lala Lauren was trying to figure out the best way to boil an egg. And she got lots of responses. You can sous vide them. One of my favorite methods of cooking anything. You can steam them. You can also, what I normally do is you put the eggs in, you bring it up to a boil. I'm going to get this wrong, but I think it's like you bring it up to a boil, then you take it off the heat, you cover it, and you let it sit for 11 minutes or 12 minutes or something. I don't know. Look, don't listen to me, because I don't remember what people said, but I mean, normally I Google it to figure out the time, but best way to boil a hard-boiled egg. Some people say vinegar. Some people say Instant Pot. Laughing Buddha says place cold eggs in pan with water and cover. Bring to a boil, then off heat, cover, and let sit 10 to 12 minutes. Dean Barney says boil for 9 minutes. Cool under cold running water. Ricky from Foul Monkey says Instant Pot. Put a cup of water with the rack. Place as many eggs as you want. Place on high pressure for 9 minutes. Release pressure, cover with ice, and peel. But what I was asking about is I can't get eggs. I cannot peel them. They stick. And there were different things, like the fresher they are, the harder they are to peel, apparently. So, but I can't imagine the eggs I'm buying at the store are super fresh. I mean, I really can't imagine that. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they are. So anyway, somebody said, I can't remember now who it was. I think it was Faye Driver said you roll them on the counter. I haven't tried that yet, 'cause I haven't boiled an egg since this tweet, but, anyway, there you go. Kathy Bacon says, I'm pretty sure Daniel Brewer would have bought Geeky Gay a trinket from his vacation, show or no show. He's just that thoughtful. I think Daniel has gone on vacations. I don't think he's ever bought me a trinket from any vacation that he's gone on. So I'm not really sure about that. But I mean, he has bought me a gift. He bought me a mute button for my microphone. So you know, but again, the cookbook for Joe Batanz was strictly a show thing. It was for the show. You know, etc. So that Spanish call that we got, Kathy Bacon is guessing that maybe that was a call for the tip line, for the Missy Witt tip line. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't think so. They were talking about eating. So I don't think that had, unless they say they poisoned somebody. So I realized, and this is a long time coming, but I realized when I was talking about snow skiing with Mark, Joe in Dallas sent me a direct message on Twitter, and he was doing it in the place of a voicemail. And I kept thinking, I'm going to read that on the show. And I never read it on the show. So I'm going to read it now, because Joe, I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you. So it says Boyfi should get a dozen roses for the horror of ski, quote, training he got. If I'd known that he was going to get the, oh, I'll teach you, you don't need classes ski training, I would have sent him a message personally warning him. I went skiing with friends at Ruidosa, New Mexico, skiers who did it regularly, and me, the lone black dot on the slopes. We'll teach you. You don't need no stinking classes. That's an hour or two you won't get to ski with us. Cut to 4 hours of skiing into other skiers, snow drifts, the beginner ski class, and nearly down a black run by mistake. Oh, and one of my, quote, teachers taken down the mountain by the rescue team for a busted knee. Good times. Take the class next time. Don't let Adam collect on your life insurance just yet. Make him work for it. So, I wanted to read that. And what are we now, 6 months later? I'm so sorry, Joe. But on a day where I don't have a lot of content, it's perfect. So, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right, Joe. But again, I just want to say that my stepfather trained to be a ski instructor and is a very good skier. I never would have told Mark, oh, I'll teach you, Boyfi. No, I wanted him to take the class. But my stepdad said, oh, classes are really hard right now because of COVID. You know, it's hard to get one. You blah, blah, blah. There are all these restrictions, yada, yada. You have to pay extra because you can't do groups. And he said, I'll teach him, no problem. And I didn't realize he was going to do a crappy job. But now I know. Like, I never would. Me personally, I know I can't teach somebody to ski. I can ski, but at this point, it's more of an instinct thing. Like, I know how to ski. So, I mean, my reflexes and all that, it's all muscle memory. But I can't teach somebody to ski. The most I could be like, oh, well, let's see. When you're going down a hill, you can snowplow to slow yourself down. And I can show them how to snowplow. But no, I can't. I can't teach anyone to ski, but no, maybe I'll convince Mark to go again one day and we'll take lessons together because I don't want him to go by himself. Gary Bearden says everyone should watch Archer's YouTube videos. I know I mentioned setting up for a live stream and doing YouTube, and Gary Bearden says everyone should watch Archer's YouTube videos where he reviews Apple products. Gary also asked if we're still walking. I'm talking about, you know, I've been talking about dieting on the show. Yes, Gary, we're still walking. But you know what? It's 98 degrees right now. Like right now, as we speak, it is 98. Now, I know Nessa and all you people in Arizona and other places. Actually, Gary, you're in Phoenix. You got up to like 114. And we do get that high sometimes, but 98's pretty hot to go walk. So I don't know if we're going to walk tonight, but yeah, we do still walk. We are still doing that. Gary also says he has not been watching the Olympics. So last night, Mark and I went and did a bunch of raids in Pokemon Go because there's what's called a legendary Pokemon and there was a shiny version available. And raids, you have to go to a specific spot where there's a gym. They are geographically located. You log onto your phone, onto the app, and you can click on the gym in the app, and you can go in and do what's called a raid, where you battle this particular Pokemon character. And you can do remote raids, and you can invite friends. Well, Mark and I are friends with RT Cruiser. So we were inviting friends to help us with these raids yesterday. And so we both invited RT. I think we did, I don't know, 6 or 7 raids. And we invited him to every one. RT, I don't know. So RT tweeted me and said, thanks for the raids. And you're welcome, RT. But I did not get a shiny. I don't know if you did. Mark got 2 shinies. I got 0. Although I think he did like 50 raids over the weekend. And I didn't do any. So, I mean, maybe he deserved to get 2 shinies. I don't know. But I got 0 shinies. I was also talking about Tom Daly, the diver. Gary says he watched the YouTube video of the gay diver and he's cute. And he loved the way his husband responded. And then Dean Barney says, Dustin Lance Black won an Oscar. Ask Joe Batance about him. Joe loves Dustin Lance Black. Well, I will. I will ask him on Throwing Down. The exciting thing I'm going to do tonight is my old websites are on a separate hosting company than my new websites, and I'm going to start moving them all over, including Geeky Gay. So at some point I might tell you guys, there may be a momentary interruption in the feed, but not today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.